Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Grow. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Just wrapping up day two of the Converge Detroit Conference. Looking forward to B-Sides Detroit tomorrow. So if you're in Detroit, if you're in the area, if you're catching this tonight or tomorrow morning, come to B-Sides Detroit. You should. It's free. It's fun. You know, I speak a lot, and one of the worst things to happen when you're presenting is updates to run, right? So I was going out to a user group and thought I'd make some edits on my slides, and I had like a half hour, and I turned on my computer and it's like, boop, you see that screen, you're like, no. It's like, now installing update 1 of 17. You're like, I just went on my computer. But at least with Windows updates, you know, for the most part, that they really are from Microsoft, right? At least you know they're really good updates. But the tip for you is, and many other platforms, that's not the case. And the tip for you is, beware of the unexpected update and guard against malicious attackers who use the update process to send down bad code. At Converge, there's a great talk on EvilGrade. EvilGrade, I like the name. EvilGrade is a download tool. So what you do is with EvilGrade is you spoof some DNS and you set up the server, and then the user's like, hey, I just got an alert from my Intel card or from my Dell update software or from Notepad++ that I've got an update. I should download that update. And the attacker's like, yes, you should. And so the user clicks, yeah, download update. That DNS request goes out because of the DNS hijack, and the attacker returns, hey, guess what? The upgrade.notepad++, it's over here on my attack machine. Go figure. Your computer goes, oh, here's the update. It's cool. It's close. Contacts the attackers over the web channel for that update. The update then goes, hey, here's our package. And the package goes back to the guy who's looking for the updates for Notepad++. Fun fact, that package is not really an update and not something you want to install. And now you install it, right? Here's my password, admin password. Please apply the update. The update goes on, and next thing you know, your box is owned, and that attacker now has access to it. And so there's various different payloads you can install. But really the takeaway here is, so oftentimes we trust the updates. And so oftentimes we train our users, when there's updates, click the updates. How often are we actually making sure those updates are real, not malicious packages? Are we looking for someone who's running something like EvilGrade? And are we able to detect it and stop it when someone tries to use that that vehicle and this particular attack path I just described to you? Take a look at it. Give it some thought. Hit me up on social media or comments about ways to detect and prevent this. And hey, like I said, come on out to B-Sides Detroit tomorrow. You'll have fun. Say hi. Cheers.